This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. As the NAFTA renegotiations get down to brass tacks, it's the really hard stuff that's holding things up. First of all, and most big picture, whether Canada's even going to be in the thing or not, TBD is a fair summary of those negotiations. But even in the preliminary deal the United States has made with Mexico, there are some not quite yet resolved disagreements. First among them, probably, is cars. In the 25 or so years since NAFTA went into effect, car and car parts manufacturers in the United States have sent a lot of work to be done by the cheaper labor pool south of the border. And the Trump administration is trying to encourage those manufacturers to bring it all back home. From the KJZZ Bureau in Mexico City, Jorge Valencia reports.
I'm cruising down a highway that loops around the center of Mexico City.
Vamos sobre el circuito interior.
Behind the wheel is Oscar Garcia. He's the facilities manager at a nearby plant for a company called Racini. Garcia is pointing out the brands of cars on the highway for which his company makes suspensions.
The BMW, ejemplo, la Jeep, Nissan, X-Trail, es sistema de.
In many cases, these cars are assembled in the U.S. with Mexican-made components.
Es Explorer se ensambla en Estados Unidos.
For example, Garcia points at a Ford Explorer. Garcia says his company makes the suspensions. The truck is then assembled in Chicago and exported to several countries, including Mexico. Under the Trump administration's preliminary terms with Mexico, more parts of this Ford Explorer should come from factories where the pay is at least $16 an hour. Garcia, a mid-level manager, says he makes just under $10. So will he get a pay raise, or would Ford, as the agreement says, pay a 2.5% tariff instead for not meeting the wage requirement?
If that's the case, 2.5% in a vast majority of cases is going to be cheaper than raising the wage in Mexico to above $16 an hour.
Christian Gicek is an economist with the Center for Automotive Research, a Michigan-based think tank. There are few publicly available details about how the wage requirement would be enforced.
It's not entirely clear how they determine whether or not a company is in conformity with that rule.
Mexican government statistics show less than 1% of the country's working population earns at least $16 an hour. Manuel Montoya heads an association of car part makers in northern Mexico. He says manufacturers are unlikely to raise wages to that level.
I think this rule is more for ensuring that certain percentage of the production will be in Canada and the U.S.
Montoya says he wishes the terms were more favorable to Mexican businesses, but he's relieved that after a year of negotiations, the U.S. and Mexico are close to an agreement.
So now we can plan?
Although his plans may need to be flexible, Congress has to ratify any deal, and it's not clear whether this bilateral agreement would get enough votes without including Canada as part of a broader NAFTA replacement. The highway here in Mexico City is full of American brand names and U.S.-assembled cars. Department of Commerce figures show Mexico was the fourth biggest market for American car exports last year, after Canada, China, and Germany. Auto plant manager Oscar Garcia says he hopes the U.S. will realize that what's good for its neighbors is good for the American economy, too. But Garcia says Mexicans should keep working hard so that their own industry will grow, with or without the U.S. In Mexico City, I'm Jorge Valencia for Marketplace.